Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A Republican state lawmaker who used racial slurs and dropped his pants on a TV show says he will resign by the end of the month. GPB's Taylor Gant has more on Jason Spencer's resignation.
Spencer appeared on an episode of Sacha Baron Cohen's show, Who is America?, which aired over the weekend. When Cohen asked Spencer to take part in a counterterrorism video, he repeatedly yelled the N-word, used an offensive accent, and exposed himself. Governor Nathan Deal denounced his actions, calling them inexcusable and appalling. Republican gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp also removed Spencer from his endorsement list. Spencer, who represents the community of Woodbine, will resign on July 31st. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The Republican runoff for Georgia's lieutenant governor may head to a recount. Unofficial returns show former state representative Jeff Duncan finishing less than 2,000 votes ahead of state senator David Schaefer. That's within 1% of the total votes cast and the margin for a recount. Schaefer has 2 business days after the results are certified to request a recount. Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle is calling for Republican Party unity headed into the governor's race this November. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, the one-time frontrunner quickly supported Secretary of State Brian Kemp after the race was called.
In an early and emotional concession speech, Lieutenant Governor Cagle said he would stand behind Kemp as the party's nominee. Speaking to reporters, Cagle said there was no doubt a last-minute endorsement from President Trump turned the tide against him.
And we saw it. We obviously charted a course that we thought we could overcome, but this is the most powerful man in the world.
In his hometown of Athens, Kemp agreed, telling supporters the endorsement and a rally from Vice President Mike Pence poured gasoline on the fire of their momentum. Kemp faces Democrat Stacey Abrams in November. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A state superior court judge is facing ethics charges after being accused of taking money from a court registry. According to the AJC, the Judicial Qualifications Commission says Judge Mac Crawford took $15,000 from a registry in March. It was for a 2002 case where Crawford was a private attorney. The commission said even if that money was his, he didn't follow proper procedures to collect the money. Crawford says he's been forthcoming with investigators and does not think he's done anything wrong. Chick-fil-A is crossing the border into Canada for its first international restaurants. The Georgia-based chicken chain today announced plans to open 15 locations in Toronto over the next 5 years. The company is recruiting Canadian franchisees and offering location rights for $15,000, a fraction of the cost of most Canadian franchises. The first locations are expected to open next year. The Atlanta Falcons have extended the contracts of its top 2 leaders. Today, the team announced general manager Thomas Dimitroff and head coach Dan Quinn will be Falcons for at least 3 more years. And more than a year after the official opening of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the roof is now complete. It takes between 10 and 12 minutes to open or close the $1.5 billion retractable roof. The Atlanta Falcons and Atlanta United both play at Mercedes-Benz Stadium as their home field. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.